You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the ground, does he make it? It doesn't look like it. Now the ball is out. When did it come out?
That was the play. Did I miss the final fourth and one?
Yeah,
or was that the fumble?
That was the play. They cut it short on the NFL Twitter when they post the clips. They don't usually keep the radio folks in mind. They
what
just
are you doing
give it
there?
For visual.
Did you have? Was that the fourth and one play?
That was the fourth and one.
I mean, play what you just played again.
I'll play it again.
On the ground, does he make it? It doesn't look like he didn't have the ball. Oh. Is out. When did it come out?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't. You cut me off from the first part of that.
Oh.
I just heard, does it come out? And that was it. Al Michaels, bless his heart, because he's an absolute legend as a play-by-play guy. And we've talked about this before. The funny thing is, when he called Washington Green Bay in week two with Herb Street, I actually thought, man, you know what? I think he might be back a little bit. Last night on both the Kyren Williams fumble at the goal line and then on the fourth and one, my man had no clue as to what was going on. I'm going to guess right now. This is just a guess. I've done some play-by-play. During my lifetime here, I don't think he can see the field very well anymore. That's my guess.
That's actually a good call.
Perhaps relying on spotters, and maybe they're late getting to it, or he's not sure whether he sees what he's seeing, or he's going with the spotter. I think he needs really excellent spotter help because he's not seeing the biggest plays of the game. Let me just move on from Al Michaels. Legend, one of my favorite conversations. Had him on two different times, maybe three times, on pregame shows before Sunday night football games when he was doing Sunday nights. And absolute pleasure to talk to. Unbelievable storyteller, memory, the whole thing. It ain't great at times on Thursday night with old Al. But what a football game that was last night. I mean, that was start to finish. It really felt like a late December, almost January intensity. And I think that sometimes the most thrilling games to watch, regular season or postseason, is when a big road underdog that isn't being given much of a chance, and it happens all the time in the NFL, but last night was a bit of a high-profile game. 49ers 3-1, Rams 3-1, big game in the NFC West, but the Rams were an 8.5-point favorite. If you didn't know that, they went to an 8.5-point favorite because everybody for the 49ers, including the starting quarterback, out. And they bring back Mac Jones. I mean, another one of these stop giving up on quarterbacks until maybe they're like 39 and out of the league because anything can happen. You know what? Situation, coaching, all of that stuff matters. Timing, Mac Jones has played exceptionally well in for Brock Purdy, and he was lights out last night, despite being beat up and physically spent at the end of that game and hurt. Ribs. He was throwing up as he was coming off the field in one particular, or he was dry heaving. I didn't see actual liquids or anything in his stomach exit his mouth, but he certainly looked like he was getting sick. This game reminded me so much of a Redskins game. Washington in November of 2017 went to Seattle. This was the 2017 team, which actually, for my money, talent-wise, was the best of that 2015, 2016, 2017 stretch. They had improved themselves defensively going into the season, but they ended up being absolutely decimated with injuries. I mean, they had no offensive line players playing in these games. By the way, one of the offensive linemen last night, one Trent Williams, did not play in this game at Seattle back in November of 2017. They had the likes of TJ Clemmings and Tyler Catalina and Ari Quanjo on the field. They literally, Jay's told me before, they had guys the previous week introducing themselves to the team on Saturday when they got to the hotel. So they went into this game against Seattle as a big-time underdog. They were eight-point underdogs, like the 49ers were last night. And they played an unbelievable football game and then pulled it out at the end with unlikely, you know, suspects. Brian Quick made a great catch. And then Josh Doctson had one of the biggest catches of his career. And Washington just stole one at Seattle 17-14. And in watching this game last night, I always remember that game because it was a memorable game because no one gave us a chance in that game because of the injuries and because of the venue. Now, last night's venue is different. There are a lot of 49er fans in SoFi. But the 49ers went in there and no one gave them a shot to win the game. And Mac Jones was outstanding. Kendrick Bourne, who almost signed here but decided to sign in San Francisco after week one, 10 catches for 142 yards. No Juwan Jennings, no Brandon Ayuk, no George Kittle. The list goes on and on. They had Kendrick Bourne and DeMarcus Robinson out there as receivers. Now, Christian McCaffrey's still on the team, and he had a big night. 8 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Also carried the ball 22 times. The 49ers, if you didn't watch this game, maybe it's because you decided not to watch it, or maybe you don't have Amazon. I don't know. But the 49ers jumped to a 14-0 lead, and they were on the verge in the third quarter of going up 24-7 with a first and goal at the Ram 1-yard line, and it felt like if they punch it in here, it is game over at 17-7 with a chance to go up 24-7. And they went backwards from the 1-yard line. And on third and goal, Mac Jones got hit. And we thought that he was going to need to be carted off the field with a knee injury. It turned out to be not serious. They settled for a field goal. And then it was game on. And the rest of the way, I mean, the Rams took the lead. Or the Rams scored 2 straight drives, missed an extra point. In the game, the 49ers kicker, Pinheiro, who has not missed yet, was outstanding. But the guy for the Rams, who's already had some huge kicks this year, blocked, had an extra point blocked, missed another field goal. What is it with the block kicks this year? The season of block kicks. But Josh Cardi missed a field goal, missed an extra point. And then we get to the dramatic portion of the game. Eddie Pinheiro from how about 59 yards out to give the 49ers a 23-20 lead with just over 2 minutes to go. The Rams, who weren't stopped, drive it all the way down to the 49er 3-yard line, and Kyren Williams fumbles a great tackle by Collins, who not only jars the ball loose, shocking fumble. You know, you're first and goal at the 3. You're now, you know, you don't want to score too quickly, but you're going to take the touchdown to go up 27-23. And Kyren Williams fumbles and the 49ers recover. The same player that knocked it out recovered it at the 1 yard line. And then came such an interesting part of the game. The Rams had three timeouts left. The 49ers with the ball from their own one, clinging to a 3-point lead. And I don't know, man, Kyle, I was absolutely expecting Kyle to throw the football and try to go win the game right there. I understand the field position. And, you know, it was McCaffrey for a yard, McCaffrey for no gain, and then on third down, McCaffrey for no gain. But I thought they would say, we're not punting it here when giving Matt Stafford the ball at midfield, down three. We got to go win the game on offense. Kyle, unbelievably conservative in that spot. Ran it three times for a total of a yard, yard and a half, punted it. The Rams took over. They had a shot to win it. They took a shot to the end zone, but they ended up kicking a field goal to tie the game. Plenty of time. They started the drive from their own 50 with a holding penalty on the punt return. And then came overtime, and the 49ers drive it down the field, end up kicking a field goal. There was a big sack on a second and three with about 6 minutes to go in overtime. Young and Turner, man, the Ram defense is good, but they gave up a lot of yards. You know, it's just like the Packer defense. You're like, it's really good, but then they give up 40. And here are the 49ers depleted, moving the ball up and down the field. I mean, Mac Jones in the game threw for 342 yards. They had 447 yards of total offense against the Rams. So they kick a field goal, and here come the Rams back. And I thought for sure, in watching this game at that point, both teams near exhaustion, I thought Stafford's been awesome. Nakua's been incredible. Another 10 catches for Puka Nakua last night. Adams started to get targeted in the fourth quarter, had some big catches, and I thought the Rams are going to go down and win this game, you know, 29-26 with a walk-off touchdown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But they get down there, and they get down there with ease. I mean, there's a 38-yard throw from Stafford to Atwell. They've got weapons, man. The Rams are really good. I don't know how they didn't win this game last night. They didn't deserve to win it with the way the game started. But then comes the situation. They've got a 4th-and-1 at the San Francisco 11-yard line. 3.5 to go in overtime. Plenty of time. And they decide they're going to go for it. First, they tried to draw them off sides. Didn't work. Timeout. And then they keep the offense out there. And they ran Kyren Williams. And as we played the highlight, the 49ers stuffed it and won the game 26-23. Sean McVay took all of the blame afterwards, saying that's a terrible call. He's like, not going for it, which, by the way, I think they should have. Although with Mac Jones, if you saw Mac Jones leave the field after the 49ers' first possession, he looked spent. That's when he was dry heaving, coming off the sideline. He was getting worked on the sideline. You know, I don't know how much Sean McVay knew about the condition of Mac Jones, but I wonder if he did know if he would have considered kicking the field goal there with 3:40 to go, thinking maybe they'll have to go to another quarterback. Maybe we can get a stop on Mac Jones and get the ball back and kick another field goal. But fourth and one, it is an analytical go-for-it situation. The issue is they took the ball out of their best player's hands. Matt Stafford on the night was 30 of 47 for 389 yards, three touchdowns. Puka Nacua was uncheckable. Devontae Adams had become uncheckable. Tutu Atwell was pretty much uncheckable. And they ran Kyren Williams, who had fumbled at the goal line two drives previously, and he got stuffed. Wow, what a great football game for the first football game in October, in month two of the NFL season. I don't know about you, but as a sports fan, as a football fan, I think there's nothing more thrilling than watching a big road underdog go in and play the game of their life and end up winning it. Kyle Shanahan has now beaten Sean McVay straight up six times as an underdog. Six times. And the Rams clearly, personnel-wise last night, had the better team. They did. And they lost the game. Kudos to the 49ers, man. What an effort. What an unbelievable effort. Now they get 10 days to rest, and then they got to go to Tampa to play. But that is a huge game in the NFC West, but even in just the NFC. That's one of those games where the Rams may look back and say, man, we lost the division on the first Thursday night in October when we should have beaten a team that was super depleted, and they didn't. The Rams are in Baltimore a week from Sunday to face the Ravens. Hell of a football game, man. It's what makes the sport and sports in general so great. And it was just a great day of sports in general with the three, you know, win-or-go-home baseball games. The Tigers got it done. Boy, the Cubs-Padres game, the drama in the top of the ninth. The first batter up in the top of the ninth got called out on an absolute horrible strike call. Horrible call. They homered to open up the ninth, and then it was Bogarts that got up, and he looked at a third strike that was clearly ball four. Should have been a runner on first. And, they ended up, Keller ended up hitting back-to-back San Diego Padre batters to put runners on first and second, but they could not get another two runs in. The Cubs win that one. And then how about the pitching performance last night at Yankee Stadium? Schittler, try to say that five times real quickly, but an incredible all-time performance by Cam Schittler for the Yankees. He went eight complete, struck out 12, no earned runs. It is the most strikeouts through eight innings of a deciding postseason game without allowing a run in MLB history, and the Yankees move on. And tomorrow you get now divisional series play. Cubs, Brewers, Yankees, Jays, then it's Dodgers, Phillies with Otani pitching, and then the Tigers face the Mariners in the last game on Saturday evening. Great day of sports yesterday. Really a phenomenal day and a great NFL game to kick off, believe it or not, week five. And speaking of injuries and depletions, Washington's looking a lot more injured than we thought even yesterday. Because not only did Deebo Samuel miss practice for a second straight day with a heel injury. Mikey Sanders still as well. Both of those players, however, made the trip. They are practicing in L.A. They've gone out early. They're going to practice in L.A. today. And then we'll get an update later on this afternoon. Noah Brown did not make the trip. He's been ruled out. Terry McLaurin did not make the trip. He's been ruled out. And Sam Cosmi is out. They have not pulled him back on the main roster. He's in that 21-day period after coming off PUP. But there was a new addition to the injury report yesterday. And with that, I'm going to read this. This from my guy, Tim. Tim writes, "This Steve Suter guy is damn sharp, Kevin. He hinted at this Daron Payne injury a couple of days ago when watching the game tape from Sunday. He has no connection, no bias of the team, hardly knows the players. Genuine breakdown of each game via the Sheehan Show. A must listen." Yes, Steve Suter's excellent. I mean, he's Cooley-esque with the film breakdown. And he said, he harped on, and we played it yesterday here on the radio show, harped on how bad Daron Payne was in the game. And he said, was he hurt? It just looked like he was either hurt or sick or something, because the effort was massively lacking. He absolutely eviscerated Daron Payne's performance, other than the one play he made, which was the forced fumble on Bijan. And yesterday, Daron shows up on the injury report with a knee injury and was limited in practice. Dorrance Armstrong was back. John Bates was a full go, and Jaden Daniels was full again. Jaden Daniels, of course, at this point, we feel pretty confident will start Sunday against the Chargers. But the possibility exists now that they may go into this game Sunday without Terry, for sure, without Noah Brown, for sure. And what if they go into this game without Deebo Samuel with the heel injury? I mean, we'll know more later today. Hopefully he practices, and I don't think he would get ruled out today if he doesn't practice. But what if it's Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane? What if it is without Deebo Samuel offensively? Well, I still like Washington. I still like him to win the game. I have a feeling our guy is going to be back, and he is going to do whatever is required to get this offense to score whatever the number is to win the game Sunday. I still like Washington. When you're depleted at wide receiver, it's not, a good thing, but it's better than being depleted at quarterback or depleted across your offensive line. It is. Because when you have a quarterback that can create and extend, even if you don't have guys that win all the time, consistently and immediately, he'll give them time to win. You also have two really good running backs, three actually, and you're getting your best blocking tight end back for this game. You're healthy across the offensive line. I still like Washington to win. And when we come back, I'll give you my keys to a win over the Chargers Sunday in L.A. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Please hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.